I'd like to call us to order, please, the Health and Social Services Committee this day on the 13th. I'd like to begin with a prayer. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Goodfox to render a prayer this afternoon.
Thank you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask that you look down upon all Native people wherever they may be. Please look after our children, our elders, those in mourning, those with sickness, our men and women in uniform, the disabled, the widowed, and those incarcerated. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. I have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon. Congressman Tillman. Speaker Walker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Do we have a quorum?
Randy's on our way.
From?
I'm not sure. She said she.
Well, we are awaiting here. I think we have something very special we want to take care of before we go into the rest of our agenda.
I apologize.
Yes. Thank you, Paula, for being here. Do we have a quorum now?
Yes.
We do have a quorum, so we'll continue on and go on to a very special time. Please take over.
Thank you, Congressman Mason, and thank you, committee. We have up today social services, and the executive branch, my office, and chief would like you guys to celebrate with us Lee Collins, 16 years at the Osage Nation. She's going to retire this year. So this is the last time you'll be seeing her in your committees, and we'd just like to recognize her for that and present her with these flowers.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've worked very hard for this.
Hang on.
Just stand right here.
Lee. Oh, Lee.
Well, go ahead.
Picture. Go ahead. You got it.
Picture days.
Cover my belly. All right.
Just more.
Right here. If you don't mind. Sorry. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Go ahead and address our committee at this time, and we'll look at the minutes from last meeting, and please review the minutes. If there's any additions, corrections, or burnings, let me know.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 11th.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second? Question?
On the back page, it's just a typo. The four.
Where is that?
It's in the first paragraph. Why should the real person say there's an R missing? So.
Okay.
Motion to approve. As amended.
Okay.
Second.
And a second. Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Our clerk will take care of that. Moving on to item five is a consideration of ONCA 1848. We're going to be reviewing today section 55, Social Services, ICW Federal, and that'll be program 350. And Ms. Collins, please join us up here at the table, and you know the routine, and just kind of enlighten us a bit as we are looking at the federally funded program for FY19, $66,406, and lost some dollars from last time.
We did.
And I'll let you go ahead and expand on that just a bit.
Right.
And do we need now to bring forth this new folder? We just received these on our table today. Are you going to be referencing this?
I will. Okay. I will. I just want to make sure that since we have new members this session, of the things that happen in social services. Some of you may or may not be aware of what all we provide. And I have provided you the governing documents for us, our mission statement that covers all of the services that we offer. If you'll skip on down to the social services programs, it shows you what we do in child welfare. I attended a meeting this spring and noticed in the conversation that some members of Congress were not aware that we do all of the child welfare investigations for Osage children. And we've been doing that for about 25 years now. And so I just wanted to really point that out, that Child Protective Services, that is what that consists of, are investigations of allegations of known or suspected child abuse and neglect. And we work both on tribal land and state land. We have the exclusive jurisdiction on tribal land and then a concurrent jurisdiction on state land. And so that makes it possible for us to work nationwide, which we do. We also, in addition to foster care, adoptions, guardianships, we have adult protective services. We're the first tribe in the state of Oklahoma to have ever signed a compact, an adult protective services compact with the state of Oklahoma. It was signed by Chief Standing Bear and Governor Mary Fallon. It gives us more say in adult protective services issues, investigations, things like that. So they must report things to us whenever they get a report. We also do supervised individual Indian monies or IIM accounts for those who are unable to do that for themselves. In this past year, during FY18, we've averaged 86 open child welfare cases plus 36 IIM cases. We ran our numbers August the 15th, so it's not a full fiscal year, but I was able, and at that time we had 212 open cases when you count the investigations and our resource homes with that. During that time we received 328 intakes for child welfare, 38 for adult protective services, no, it was 35. And we completed 157 child welfare investigations. We have one investigator, and she's phenomenal. So I just wanted to point that out to you all so that you know how your money is being spent. It's very well spent, if you ask me. We are on track to serve more than 2,000 persons in 2019. Well, actually, that should say 18. And of those, 1,880 are Osages, which means 94% of the people that we serve are Osage. You might ask, well, who are these 6%? And those would be, sometimes a child doesn't have an Osage parent. Maybe the mom's Osage and the dad's not. And so that's where that comes from primarily. Also, many of the service providers that we work with, they're not Osage either, but many of the providers we work with are Osage. So that's how that works. Of those people that we serve, the staff of social workers, and their supervisors make it's 29,000 plus contacts a year. They still hand tally those because our information system doesn't capture it all, but they are able to document that they make that many contacts each year. We've worked in 25 states this year. That doesn't mean, just so you know, Brandy and Paula or Congresswoman Lemon and Congresswoman Stabler, we may not have necessarily traveled to these states, but we stay in very close contact. Our workers do a lot of work. For example, in a state case, they have to stay in contact with the state worker, the state prosecuting attorney, all of the attorneys involved, and each parent has an attorney, every child has an attorney, unless it's a sibling group, they'll have one attorney most of the time. all of the service providers, their school, their health providers, medical providers, those sorts of things, therapists, they have to make monthly contact with these people and document that. And that's in every state case too. We do the same here in Oklahoma, but we also travel there and we attend court hearings in their county most of the time. As far as the out-of-state cases go, we are allowed to attend by telephone. It's crazy that Oklahoma doesn't have courts that will let us attend by phone, but they don't. And we deal with that, so and by traveling to the court and doing that, and they attend over 400 hearings a year. I think the rest is pretty much the same as always. The training needs have not really changed. The caseloads continue to be excessive for our workers. And I put some information in there so you would kind of get a picture of that. Our workers have averaged, not counting the investigator, but the other social workers have averaged 25 cases each, which means they're responsible for 45 to 75 children each, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That means I am too, and so are their supervisors. So we have, you know, close to 200 different children a year that we're responsible for 24 hours a day. Here in Oklahoma, their policy says that they will only carry caseloads with 15 children. I don't know if you heard me a while ago, I'm talking cases, 25 cases, with 45 to 75 children. They only have to carry 15 children on their caseload. Your Osage Nation child welfare social workers are having to carry 3 to 6 times or 5 times as many children on their caseloads as any other child welfare worker here in the state of Oklahoma. When we talk to our counterparts, say in Los Angeles, California, they just, oh my gosh, our caseloads are just, and finally one day I said, well, what is your caseload? Oh my gosh, I've got 20 cases. Oh, really? And at that time, the caseworker who I was on the phone with had 32 cases. So I realized that traveling in LA is a huge hindrance for them getting place to place. But when you talk about being responsible for a child's life and their health and their well-being 24 hours a day, it's a big job. And it's not a pretty job. A lot of times there's horrible things that these workers have to deal with for the children and with the parents and trying to overcome everything that they suffer from because of abuse and neglect. So there's additional information in here. We have an initiative agreement with the Casey Family Programs, which is part of the Casey Foundation. They have seven different sections, and Casey Family Programs deals with Indian child welfare. And we are in year 3 of a 5-year agreement. And so I just kind of, if you'll put that in the back of your mind, I have a feeling you're going to ask me a question, and I will refer back to that at that time. We use our annual plan for the nation as a planning document. We also have a 5-year plan for the Administration for Children and Families. We have a 5-year recruitment and retention plan for foster and adoptive family resources. And we have our initiative agreement with KC Family Programs. So when we're planning for each year, that's what we refer back to. So we can proceed to the budget. You mentioned that we have a shortfall in ICW Federal, and that is correct. And I've listened in on some of your other committee meetings.
Okay, Ms. Collins, I'm going to have you hold for just a moment and have Ms. Good Fox here. We're going to begin our due diligence now and talk about the dollar cent stuff.
I was too.
Okay, well,
I was just wondering, you had mentioned the number of cases that you all have and then the number of cases that the state has. And I know that you in your work, you often speak, and at this point, you've been in your position for so long, you know a lot of other tribal directors that are in the same position. And just, do you know how many, like, of some other nations, either bigger than us or comparable in size, about how many that they carry? I'm curious what the, like, we're covering so much more than the state, our workers. Are the other tribes in that same boat, or are they kind of on average of what the state is doing?
Please respond.
There are some Oklahoma tribes nations that have only one person that do everything as far as child welfare goes. And there are others that will have 140 on their staff, and they have specialized units that work here, there, and everywhere. So it varies across the board. To say that we actually sit down and talk about what our caseloads are, we don't. We talk about the issues that we all face when trying to work with states to provide these services and to stay in compliance with the Indian Child Welfare Act, the Federal Act, and the State Act, and then our own tribal codes, too.
Mm-hmm. Lee, fill me in why we are at a shortfall of $44,607 from the federal government funding source. How did that happen?
It's the president's budget that hasn't been approved, and self-governance, the Office of Self-Governance here, had all of us to, she knew what they were expecting the cuts to be, because they've seen the president's budget and compared it. And I believe it was 17% that we had to drop ours, or somewhere in that neighborhood. So she gave us our figures, and that's what we had to go with this year.
Okay. Smufflehead.
Good Fox.
Good Fox, I'm sorry, Miss Good Fox.
So is this an area, Casey, that in the event that Congress changes the president's budget and puts money back, kind of like CHR and JOM, it would be affected potentially if we're going to supplement with tribal dollars, or is this not like that?
Yes, ma'am. The money would go, it's part of the MIFA, so
okay.
Department within that multi-year funding agreement has X amount it receives. When a little pot comes in and you say, okay, this guy gets a dollar, this guy gets a dollar, this guy gets $2. Mm-hmm. So in this case, they cut, 17 cents out of our dollar, so we only get 83 cents. The 17 cents comes back, it should go back into Lee's budget. So in theory, that's how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stapley.
I think I did hear her say, though, you are 94% Osage cases. Yes. And so that's nearing the top of the limit there. Where with others, I think there's a different, broader division in there. So
I just, I'm not a mathematician, nor am I an accountant, but I can see that I misstated the cut. And if you look at that, it's about a 33% cut. And you may have caught that a while ago, but I just didn't. I thought I would make that clear again. When you cut 44,000 out of 111, that's close to 30% right there.
Yes. We, just for our listening audience too, we're you're not the only program that's
sure.
We're getting hit all over the nation.
That's true.
Ms. Lemon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Paula, may I ask Paula a question?
Yes, you may.
Congressman Stapley, sorry. When you were talking about the difference, you were talking about the federal programs. You were talking about our programs here at the nation that are federally funded that serve not only Osages. And with the statement, just for clarification, mm-hmm. this
That's
particular department
yes.
serves 94% Osage people.
Yes.
Whereas such as CHR and JOM have a much bigger variance, or they serve a lot other tribes.
A lot more. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Just want to make sure that's what you meant by that.
Thank
you.
I'm sorry.
Members of the committee, any more questions of Section 55? Hearing none, just to acknowledge that for the record that this committee has reviewed Section 55, Social Services, ICW Federal 350. What did we say last week? We reviewed and accepted. With that said, we'll move on to Section 55 and the Indian Child Welfare Act, Tribal 351. That's tribal funding. Have an increase, but we're looking at $105,486 tribal money. And I'm thinking that's probably where
am I looking at this? This is on August 28th.
August 28th. I have the old thing again because I'm old. Let's look at the big screen. You can laugh, that's all right. I earned it, I'm proud of it.
There you go.
You bet.
You rock it.
And I have it right here.
I need to step up for just one second.
Yes, okay. We're looking at FY19 request $480,153. Wait a minute. What'd you just give me?
What budget are you?
I don't know, I should just read this.
I want to see the number.
371.
No? No.
351.
Are we on Indian Child?
351, we're on, yeah, 351 is a program number, section 55. 351 program, that's it.
This is what we want here, right?
Yes, you got it correct on the screen. We're at $103,000. I think probably that increase is because we've got a reduction on the federal side.
Exactly.
Okay. For those in the audience who are wondering about this, I'm scrolling with my mindset. Just moving. Your vehicles, are they current? Are they last year's models or 10 years old or what?
You know, we were just talking about that the other day. They're about a year and a half old.
Okay. And functional? Operator.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank
you. We're good on those right now.
Guys need wheels. Questions, committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify, when you see GSA vehicles up there, the GSA really keeps real close track of their vehicles. So when they start even thinking about getting near their wear out day, we trade them. And basically, you can upgrade. So it's a lot easier dealing with GSA vehicles as opposed to a tribally owned vehicle, you know, that you could potentially have for 15 years, I guess.
Yeah, that's our motor pool and so forth. I appreciate that. We've talked about that in years past, about purchasing and owning our own versus leasing and so forth. So far, we're in good shape doing this. Committee, any more? Questions?
No question, just a statement.
A statement?
Yes.
Short.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Collins, for bringing us this and printed large and your explanation for everything. And I just appreciate visuals, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, that was very short.
You called for it.
And hearing no more, please let the record reflect that this committee has reviewed Section 55, the Indian Child Welfare Tribal Program 351, reviewed and accepted. Moving on to Section 95, Social Services Self-Governance Program 370. I'll make sure I got the correct button. And we're looking at federal dollars again, some reduction in that, probably
yes.
For the same reason.
Same reason.
From our president and his budget reductions that's hit Indian country and other programs, all federal programs involved in that. Committee, questions? And I noticed on some of the other budgets for your, some of your staff is 50% funded on this program and 50% on another program and picked up, and that's Well, it usually works over at your side.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you. Are there any new hires in this particular program? Or new positions?
We had a new hire, but it wasn't a new position. We haven't had an increase in positions in 6 years or more. Had reductions.
Okay, thank you. Committee, have you any questions?
No, I'll make them. Are you making motions?
Getting ready to move on.
To move on? Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Hearing none, let the record reflect that this committee has reviewed and accepted doing our due diligence on Section 95, the Social Services Self-Governance Program 370. We're going to move on to Section 97, Social Services Family Preservation Program 150. And we're looking at this program being federally funded. And actually there's a increase in this particular.
Actually, yes. No.
Oh,
it's. We got a cut beforehand. And now it's where it's at again, and we'll probably get a cut later. Sometimes they cut during the fiscal year. And so that's why it looks like it's different, but it's really not.
It looks, but it's really not. So is that real or not real?
It's real.
Okay.
But you, to answer your question, it might look like it was an increase over last year. But if you start out with $10, they drop you back to $8 during the middle of the year. Then you start the next year at $10 again. It really wasn't a cut. Does that make sense?
It's neither a cut nor an increase.
It's not
that. Ms. Stabler?
So in the present proposed budget this year, that's your figure?
Yes.
This is it.
It
this
is.
What we
that's
are
what they've given us to work with.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I point something out, because I'm afraid this may get questioned in appropriations, and I just, with new members of Congress, I'd like it so you all can talk to them if you need to. This budget, and one more that we have, which I'll wait on that, it has 25% required match of the total expenditures, not the grant amount. You add the grant amount plus the required match, and you get your total expenditures, is 25% of the total expenditures. It's very difficult for people. People always think, well, they put too much in there. No, it's not. It may appear that way, but when you read it, it clearly will tell you it's 25% required match of the total expenditures. So I just wanted to kind of, I know you didn't ask, maybe you didn't see it or notice it, or maybe you already knew, but I just wanted to make sure that you know, because there are new members and it will go to another committee and then the Congress too. Well, I guess the whole bill goes at once, not just these, but you know what I mean? If that comes up, you'll be able to tell them what that means.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other questions. Let the record reflect that this committee has reviewed and accepted the Section 97, Social Services, Family Preservation, Program 150. And we shall move on to section 96, Social Services 4B1, Program 130, as presented to us from appropriations.
Program 130, it's all federally funded.
So if we scroll around on the screen, we are looking at federally funded program, and looks like the numbers are going to remain the same on this one as before, at $68,434. So we escaped the cuts on this one, I guess, for the feds so far. Very good.
May I point out, this particular program has a 10% cap on admin costs, mm-hmm. which affects our indirect cost. Our indirect costs cannot go over 10%.
I understand.
And in the past, when it comes out as law, I've seen people change that and put it at the tribe's indirect cost rate, and I would just ask that you kind of watch for that does not happen, because we are limited to a 10% cap on that.
Yes, dealing with those caps. All right, we have 68,000 federal, and our required tribal match is 22,000. Again, this is another program where some of our employees are paid part of their salary out of this fund and
yes.
part of the salary out of another program.
Question.
Speaker Walker.
How come in the benefits line item, they're being calculated at a higher rate? Can anyone answer that? The 14,080. Maybe every other budget I've looked at, it's 12,272, I believe.
Over on the left, here's your 12,272. Mm-hmm. That's a
pseudo. Never mind.
Thank you. We're just going so fast, it just goes. Someone will just right over.
So lay down on the
top. Thank you. Members of the committee, any questions? Thank you. Let the record reflect that this committee has reviewed and accepted Section 96, Social Services 4B1. And we'll move on to Section 98, SSI, Benefits 375, Program 375. Looking at funding source that is other, and please explain to our listening audience and to me, SSI, Social Services.
We have a child who is in tribal custody who qualifies for and receives SSI disability benefits. And typically when you apply, there's a period of time that they evaluate you and make a determination whether you're going to be awarded the disability or not. And once you're approved, it goes back to the date of application. So there's a lump sum payment that's been accumulating over this time. And then from there forward, you get a monthly benefit. And when you look in the breakdown, well, I guess you can't see it because it's in the formula, but he gets $735 a month, $765? $750. I knew he'd gotten a raise. $750 a month. But when you look in the line item other, the $9,578, that was his lump sum payment from when he was approved. This is the second year he's been receiving this. And that sits, that has to sit in a dedicated savings account for him, for his use when he turns 18 years of age. And unless something dire came up between now and the time he turns 18, that is exactly where it will be. The only way that money can be spent, the $9,578, is with approval from Social Security Administration. And so that sits there. But the others, he is in group home care, and because of the tribal state foster care agreement that we have with the state of Oklahoma, all but $90 of his $750 SSI disability payment goes toward the payment for his care. Now bear in mind, his care is probably about $95 a day. So it's you know, he's getting a pretty good deal, actually, we are. And, but that's where it goes. The $90 that's left over each month, is he can spend on his, on himself. And so that money goes through this account, and we keep track of it. And when it's time for it, when he decides he wants something or needs something, then our accounting department, through our request, then, you know, pays for whatever he needs from these funds.
So it's not a direct dollar amount into his pocket?
No, nor is it to the Osage Nation, really. You know, it's not to the Osage Nation or for the Osage Nation, it's for him.
Understood. Questions? Thank you. Hearing none, let it be reflected that this committee has reviewed and accepted Section 98, the SSI Benefits, Program 375. Moving on to Section 94. Yes. Social Services Tribal Funds, Program 371. At $480,153 tribal dollars. That is a reduction from last year. How are we reduced?
Well,
I see.
Yeah.
The statement.
So is that a position that you lost, or is that a position that was moved, or?
Moved, more than likely. And we've had some vacancy. We've had vacancies for some period of time that have affected two. This is for next year, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question.
Please continue.
All of your federal dollars, are those all NIFA dollars, or are those some of those grant dollars?
The Title 4B1 and Family Preservation, that's from the Administration for Children and Families. And then the ICW Federal and Social Services Self-Governance is the way it's labeled here. Those are MIFA dollars.
Those are MIFA. So the
and
other
then
two?
The two are tribal. These two, you know, ICW Tribal and Social Services Tribal.
Okay, so are these first two that you mentioned, though, are those grants, or are those?
They're formula state grants that you're entitled to, you know, based upon your population. And it's the population of Osage members, Osages, they can even be CDIB holders under the age of 21 years.
Committee, questions? Hearing none, let the record reflect that this committee has reviewed and accepted Section 94 Social Services Tribal 371. We are scheduled today to pick up the diabetes program at Section 23. Nope.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was shaking my head. There's a different one. I didn't have it ready.
Section 23. Did we not do 361?
Appreciate it.
$350 when you did that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we shall miss you next year, sitting here at our table with...
Well, I'll be thinking of you.
I'm sure you will.
I'll be sitting there watching General Hospital go, no.
On the beach.
You gonna start fishing again?
I hadn't thought about it, RJ. I really got to take care of my health the first year. I really need to get back in shape, and that's gonna be my job, I'm gonna do it every day.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Thanks for your service.
Bye.
Don't forget your flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, members of the committee, we're coming back around to section 23, the diabetes program. That's number 255. Program 255. Please join us.
Thank you.
And would you acknowledge yourself and your title for our listening audience?
Yes, I'm Shannon A. Ferguson. I'm the RN Case Manager Program Coordinator for the diabetes program.
Okay, thank you so much, because we're reviewing the program as we speak, presently. And we're looking at federal dollars at $370,918. Looks like the same, didn't get any hits, is that correct, or am I seeing a...
Can they scroll up on this one just a hair?
Scroll a hair.
I'm sorry, RJ, towards the bottom? Okay.
Am I looking at the right date?
No, this isn't the correct one, sir.
Do you know what date?
It was dated 9/4.
September 4th. We'll pull it up here on the screen and be... Chair to entertain a motion for a recess.
So moved. Second.
5 minutes. Take your time. 5 minutes. Recess.
Did you have a tribal thing?
No.
No, just this. I'm just going to tell her. You're looking for a tribal thing.